Thank you for tuning in to episode 25 of the Keto Matrix podcast. I can't believe we're at 25 episodes. You guys amaze me at the fact that you listen. Every once in a while, Brittany or I will get messages and people talk about binge listening. And I'm thinking, who wants to listen to us talk? And then repeatedly. But thank you guys so much. We couldn't do this without your support. Thank you for sharing, subscribing, rating 5 stars, and leaving us the reviews that you do. With that said, episode 25 is a great one. For those of you that are in the Keto Matrix Facebook group, you guys will hear the voice and know it right away. It's Kira. This episode, she was so nervous to record that I absolutely did not tell her when the recording started. We just jumped into a conversation and I hit record when she seemed like she was smooth and comfortable with sharing. So guys, listen to this episode. It doesn't get much more raw than this. Brittany actually at one point interrupts to say, hey, are you okay with repeating yourself? Because these are some things that you should probably be sharing. Brittany didn't even know. I didn't tell anyone. So enjoy, lean in, and definitely share this with people that you think this will resonate with. I think Kira does an absolutely amazing job at sharing her story, her vulnerabilities, her challenges, and the success that she's had 1 year later after being in keto and kind of overcoming and redeveloping and rediscovering who she is. There's so many different things she's accomplished on her ketogenic journey, and I think everyone will do great to be able to realize and recognize their own self and their own challenges within her story. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Let's jump into the episode.
The Keto Matrix Podcast, where myths are busted, science is explained, and the keto lifestyle is discussed by industry experts and everyday people alike. For more information and support, go to theketomatrix.com. Now, let's jump into our latest episode.
On my every ounce that I lost and everything like that, I'm like, crazy how quickly it went, but very cool. Very, very cool.
I mean, a year. Do you look at your year now and feel like, holy crap, where did it go and how did the time fly? Or
I do. I absolutely feel like, where did the time go? But at the same time, if I put myself in the mindset that I was 3 months in, it would have felt like forever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So you mean like as far as like the overwhelming feeling of like being keto or doing keto or trying to
Before I had like everything all figured out and like, you know, because hello, like I would call you like losing it or send you a message just because I am how I am, not because keto's hard, but yeah, I just like remembering feeling that. And I mean, now, like, you know, I don't do numbers anymore. I just eat how I eat. I remember when you were like, oh, we're gonna do carnivore, da 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 da, and I'm like, oh my god, how can I not have this, how can I not have that? I have not had like even almond flour in like 9-10 months. Like, I literally eat animal products, that's it, except for coffee. And yeah, now I do have more coffee than 2 cups a day, but you know, whatever.
rebel without a cause.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I've been able to maintain. Like, I haven't done numbers since probably like September, and when I first started stopping doing numbers, I did go up like 4 pounds. But like, if this makes sense to you, 149 is more manageable than 142 for me. Like, 142, I have to like be meticulous about everything, but 149, I can just like live.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, for sure.
I don't know. And you know, like, a couple of pounds makes a difference, like, how you feel. I think so, me anyway.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like everyone's like level of homeostasis needs to be that. Even like for people that, you know, you get super, super, super lean, like, I was way too, I don't want to say I was way too lean, but now as I look back, you know, super low single digits, and I'm like, no one's going to maintain that. Like, you don't want to stay that way. And even when I look at those pictures now, like, I'm like, dude, no, like there's so much more mass and things that I want to put on and not being there. So I feel like everyone should find that level where it's kind of like, yeah, this is where I'm at. And I mean, do you still have like the weight fluctuations day in, day out, like the 1 to 5 pounds, depending on whatever?
Are you ready to be proud of me? I weigh myself maybe every 6 days, something like that. Maybe 8 days. I don't weigh myself anymore all the time. The only time I'll weigh myself, like, okay, so
quick time out. Yes. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I need to know, how do you feel about repeating yourself? Because if you're like me and you don't like repeating yourself, or you're like abbreviate it, there's a lot that I think you guys are talking about that is good content for people to hear.
I repeat myself all the time.
Okay, perfect. Then continue on, carry on, and then we'll circle back around.
Yeah, like, okay, so, all right, so I haven't cheated. My birthday is in September. I did cheat for my birthday, but, like, I haven't cheated since then, but I'll overeat sometimes, like, on the weekends, if that makes sense, but I'm just, like, maybe, oh, I feel like having heavy whipping cream, you know, my little vanilla, that whip that I make with the fat, I'll have that, and I'll eat, like, some ribs and this, that, and the other, and I'll feel like I overate. So on Monday, I'll weigh myself just to, like, check myself and make sure, like, I'm where I need to be, not like, oh, you just ate, like, 15 pounds of meat over the weekend, 7 pounds, so.
But, I mean, I guess, okay, so first off, let's kind of talk about your not weighing. So, yeah, super proud that you're not weighing every day, because there were some times you would weigh and then have, like, this complete, I don't want to say mental breakdown, but you'd be like all over.
No, it was all the mental breakdown. I used to wake up, and I know you remember this, like, I felt, and you used to tell me, like, mental health is just as important as physical health. And, like, I would lay in bed, I'd wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like feeling the flatness in my stomach, like, oh, I feel like I'm a pound up or whatever. And, like, I would get out of bed and wake everybody up in the house, or try not to, just to weigh myself. But that's insane.
Like, in the bathroom with the flashlight.
Seriously. I needed the flashlight in my phone, but I can't have it because it's like actually 2-3 ounces or something.
Oh, yeah, like, putting your phone on it so that you know how much you can subtract from it, your total number.
Exactly. Oh, like, gosh. That.
If it makes you feel any better, I had to decide that I was going to, like, if I was going to leave my Apple Watch on or off, like, consistently.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest about how many ounces that actually is. But I can feel you. There have been times where I was equally as
crazy. It makes me feel nuts. Like, do I have a hair tie on my wrist? My watch has got to come off. Same thing. Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing so freely about it because I'm sitting here reflecting on not just you, Kira, but like absolutely everyone that has that same situation where they're like, you know, you don't understand. Like, I'll wait 20 minutes. I'll try to pee again and wait again. I'm like, it's not that serious, man. Like, let's just use the parameter for what it is and, you know, change as it goes. So let's talk about how you even jumped into keto in the first place. So tomorrow is a year for you, right?
Tomorrow is a year for me.
Man, that's awesome. Congrats. But okay, so why did you start keto a year ago?
Okay, I started keto a year ago because I had finally gotten to the point where I was 2 pounds away from 200 pounds. And being that, like, I'm tall, it took a while to get there to where I looked overweight to me, and it was time for a change. And I'm not really even sure where I first heard about it, but it was something I was willing to try.
Wait, okay. So first off, we were talking about math a second ago, and I feel like for those of you that math is not your strong point, that's 198 pounds.
So. Well, it was 197.9. So, but you know, like, ounces. Right.
You're holding a flashlight so you can get the point. All right, man, 198 pounds, and you said, like, 149 is your easy, like, I'm there, you're good, you're comfortable. So, I mean, that's a good, like, 50 pounds, not to mention, like, we'll talk about workouts and stuff. But so you started it, and where did you see it? Was it on, like, Reddit or Facebook or Jillian Michaels?
Honestly, it was probably online. Oh, yeah, Jillian Michaels. Don't get me started on that, okay? That's what really grinds my gears. Probably online or something like that. And then, you know, you add to this group, add to that group. And I mean, I'm pretty sure that's where it started. That wasn't as, like, a main significant point in everything. And if I hadn't documented it, that date probably been the date that I remembered. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So how did, I'm trying to remember, like, I don't know that I was, like, I didn't go straight to the internet, right? As far as I probably should have. Then I wouldn't have had the keto flu where I was dying for 3 days. But where did you start and how did you feel? A little while ago, you were talking about you felt overwhelmed, like, the 3 months into it. Like, how did you?
Oh, yeah. I felt totally overwhelmed. And I think it was probably, I think I connected with you within, like, the 2 month period. So it was probably before that. I was feeling overwhelmed. My family is a family that eats dinner together, and I love to cook. I'm not as skilled as you, Alice. Or, like, you're the best, honestly, but So yeah, but I like to cook, and my family likes like food, not just, oh, here's some ground beef or whatever, which is easy now and everybody loves. But you know, I was getting overwhelmed with all this recipe, keto taco, yada, yada, yada. And I don't remember if I reached out to you at first or I added on the group, which was very low at the time. But you were always with your keto posts, and that's when things started, you know, really actually flowing with me. That's what I would say. It was probably like the 2 month mark, because from there it was, you know, smooth sailing.
Okay, so for someone that started January 1st, you're talking like March 1st, you finally were like, I don't know if you needed direction or if you were just at the point where you're like, yeah, I'm going to continue going through this, but it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was one of those, or it might have just been, you know, I was hitting those moments where I really, really need an extra push, and we tightened everything up and like had a solid plan. I'm a person that needs a plan anyways, organization. So
listen, I'm not tracking for the month of January, and I feel like we all need a plan, because it's driving me nuts not like looking at my numbers of exactly what I'm putting in, like at all. The only thing I measure out now is my keto coffee, but I just, and I will say, when I measure out the keto coffee, like, I don't know how much fat is in it. I just know like what I want.
Can I tell you something? Before, when I was like, what was it? Maybe 6, 7, but when I was really, really hardcore, like having to measure every little teeny dot, I could never think I could be where I'm at right now and still maintain. You might have a heart attack. I literally just pour, like not pour like heavy handed, but I see your face. I pour, and it doesn't drive me crazy, because I know if I'm consuming more fat, like I consume more fat than anything else, I know I'm burning it. So yeah, it doesn't stress me out.
Okay, wait. Let's talk about this for a second. So I guess my number one concern with just pouring, and I've never had this issue, right? But like with MCT oil, I wouldn't want to just pour. Like, I feel like, I don't know.
That would be too oily. I don't use, honestly, the only thing I have is heavy whipping cream and coffee. That's it.
Okay. So let's see, because I'm thinking to myself, if I just pour an MCT oil, that's either going to work out really good or really bad.
Yeah, really bad, probably.
Yeah. So, and I think that's probably why I measure everything else that. And then, you know, I use vanilla bean ghee like it's going out of style, and it costs too much money for me to not measure exactly
how
much.
You ain't lying. Oh, yeah.
So I guess that's probably why. But otherwise, I could see that. I mean, even if I did my coffee based on like the color of how light it got with the heavy cream, I don't know.
But yeah, that's exactly how I do it. And to be honest with you, after measuring everything for so long, I feel like I can eyeball 5 tablespoons.
Yeah, for sure. So how has that evolved for like the dinners and family now? Like, because I know we've had some very serious conversations about like snacks and pulling you off the wagon.
Oh, yeah.
And like adaptation.
Dinner is like, I don't know, my whole family just eats animal products pretty much, because that's what I'm making. I buy some snacks. I have a 16-year-old daughter, so there are some snacks in the house. I don't want them. Like, I have no desire for them whatsoever. My family, they, you know, my husband, he likes this, that, and the other, but we just eat meat and cheese. So that's pretty much like, you know, meat. It's keeping it simple. Like, and I never could really grasp it. Like, oh, keep it simple. And it really is like sour cream. If I want a little something, 2 tablespoons of salsa, like salsa with good stuff in it. Tonight, I'm going to have like a couple tablespoons of Rao's sauce, because I'm making meatballs. So like, whatever. But honestly, I just keep it simple. And I know what we're eating. I know that I'm under 5 carbs a day, even though I'm not counting, like just number tally in your head, you know?
Yeah. How do you feel? Like, how's the energy and everything else?
I feel amazing. I have tons of energy. I'm up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, even when I don't have to be, just cause I have energy. Of course, my water, I'm still doing probably like 24 ounces of water before I even have my coffee in the morning. I'm not really fasting right now, but just because it's not really working into my schedule at this time, but I don't really eat during the day. I'll have like my nice solid heavy whipping cream coffee in the morning, maybe have one at lunch with like a handful of pork rinds, and then like a big solid dinner. Like, you see my steaks and all that I eat. I never thought I'd love steak so much. Honestly, I love steak.
It is the bottom of the food pyramid for sure. All that beef.
It sure is.
Oh, yeah. That, and when was the last time you had pork belly?
I had pork belly probably like a week ago, but and you know what? Like it was kind of thin, so it might have just been like a little like bacon-ish, but it was really, really good. Honestly, I haven't cooked a big one in a while.
Yeah, I love. I realized I had one in my freezer earlier today, and I was like, hey, I need to smoke that bad boy up. Okay, so you've gone through all these things, and you've had all these triumphs and challenges and things you've overcome. But aside from like, I feel like. I always tell people mental health and all those things are important. I also tell people that I didn't start keto because of my weight loss or desire to lose weight. For you, you started it for that reason. But as you look at like the reflection and going back, what do you think is the number one thing that you gained about yourself in going through all of this?
I don't know. I have a lot of mental clarity that I didn't have before. I was like, I guess easily aggravated before and I didn't see it until after the fact. People have been complimenting on my, oh, you have some good patience now. And like, that was never something anybody said about me. So, but no, like seriously, mental clarity, my skin looks really good. I feel good. My hair, I didn't know if we were going to get into my hair, but my hair is awesome.
Let's pause here for a second. Let's talk about your hair. Cause I remember in the group, you did this amazing video on your hair and there's so many people that are like, I'm losing hair on keto, blah, 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 blah. And you know, my hawk stays fresh all the time. So I can't comment on it.
Yeah. You can't relate with that one.
No, but talk about your hair experience. And for those of you that can't, obviously people can't see you, right? So like, what is your hair look like? What did it look like? And how do you maintain it?
I am going to have to do another video in the group about my hair and show everybody my hair. So I guess it was like June-ish, which would have been 6 months, 7 months in for me. My hair started like falling out and I was freaking out. However, I did stay with the program. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to stop doing this after everybody said, oh, this is from your diet and yada, yada. There was a lot of things I was reading up on, pushing my hair through like a full growth cycle and just kept reading, using essential oils in my hair and just really like trusting what I was doing. Next thing you know, a few months later, obviously, not next thing you know, like, too bad it wasn't that easy. It was really, really bad. Like, my hair was very see-through, and I've never had hair thickness problems ever. So, cut to now, you guys can see me, but, like, my hair sometimes has me looking crazy because I have, like, 4 inches of new growth just, like, sticking up. It's at the awkward stage right now, but it's crazy, and it's thicker. It's strong, it's shiny, and I truly believe it's from eating all the meat products that I eat because I don't take any supplements. So, that was a crazy experience. That was a crazy experience.
We're going to have to run a Kira commercial for the Keto Matrix because I feel like, why does Neo say the stuff he says? Well, because if you follow the protocol, this is where the after is. It's so funny. You're like, yeah, it wasn't like right next thing. Everybody wants their after and their before picture to be like 2 seconds later. And it just doesn't work that way.
It does not work that way.
Talk about the growth cycle, because I know what you're talking about when you say that. And Brittany may or may not. I think we've talked about it a little bit. But like the hair growth cycle, because that's one of those things I think people, they don't realize or even know what that is.
Yeah. When I was researching, again, I'm still not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but it said telogen effluvium, which meant that you were pushing your hair through the full growth cycle. We have cycles of stagnant, doing nothing, growth, and falling out. And I remember this, it had said something about a bulb-shaped root in your hair. And I was at the point where I was just going crazy. I was having an ulcer. I'm so sorry. I sent you pictures of handfuls of hair. Like, sorry, this is gross, but this is what's coming out. Like, literally double the brush worth. And I appreciate for that.
It looked like a cat had vomited up hairballs from like a week.
Nobody tells you about the back end of coaching, right? But seriously though, and you know, you kept telling me, hey, it's going to come back, and your wife was helping me with the oil day, it's going to come back, but nobody, I listened, but of course I'm still like, they don't know what I'm going through. My hair is falling out like crazy. And just lo and behold, it said it was going to happen for about 3 months. And I was getting to the point where I'm like, Okay, I don't have enough hair left for 3 months worth of falling out. I like, it's almost gone. But sure enough, it started growing back, and it's growing like crazy now. Thank God, honestly.
Yeah, for real.
But you know what? You kept telling me to stay with it, and I did stay with it. And people were saying, oh, is, you know, your body looking good and everything worth your hair falling out? And the thing was for me, isn't that... it wasn't that just my body was feeling good. Like, I was feeling good. Like, my insides and everything were feeling good. Me emotionally, you know, mentally and all that. And the way I thought, like, I couldn't be all feeling good. And then something's wrong that my hair is falling out. So just sticking with it, you know?
So let's talk about that, because I think this is one of the things where it's such a controversial topic, right? Like, some people are like, yeah, no, it's not worth this, or it's not worth that, or whatever else. Or, you know, for me, I feel like I'll look at little topics like working out, right? Working out sucks. We're going to talk about that. But when you work out, you feel like crap. Like, no one's got, people will say, I love feeling sore. And you could say you love feeling sore because, you know, you accomplished something, like, you know, like, your workout was impactful. But at the same time, no, I don't like looking at a mound of stairs after leg day, realizing my legs are going to be burning all over again by the time I get to the top of these things, right? So, like, there's this painful process in the in-between. What gave you the strength to continue, even against, like, your own judgment and desire to quit? Because I know, like, when your hair is falling out, like, I remember the conversations. You were bugging out, bro. You were like,
I was bugging. Oh, you know what? I'm not, like, an emotional, like, cryery type person. So I would never call you and literally cry. I mean, I'd be losing it. But, like, I was crying to myself, like, feeling that process. What kept me going is just, like I said, I just felt good. I mean, I have never felt mentally as good as I have since I've, like, been, I mean, it took a little bit for me to get used to it, but once everything started clicking and it was moving like a well-oiled machine all the time, I like that, you know. And I was, like I said, there was no way that I could figure, like, my hair was going to continue to fall out, and this was fully a bad thing happening to me when I felt so good. I just refused to believe that was possible, and I just kept going. And people said, oh, yes, is it because, you know, is this worth it? And every time it was yes. So I figured once it was no, then maybe that would be different, but it never got there, so.
Yeah, there are certain clients that have come across my path that I'm blessed to have every single client I've ever had, but that just have, like, this blind faith. And it used to be super, super overwhelming, but now it's just extremely humbling that people will trust me to go through these things. But I will say, you by far are one of those people that I would tell you whatever I needed to tell you after you express whatever it was. And you would just be like, okay, I'll do it. And then you would just do it, and you'd see it. And I feel like that was, I mean, to the testament of the strength of who you are, I think has been absolutely awesome, which is why you've been so successful. I feel like most people can't look through or have a really tough time just being able to keep their head down and focus, even when it seems like things are, like, falling apart or falling out.
Like, yeah. And it wasn't just once. You're right.
Yeah, no, but that's super cool. Brittany, have you had any hair fallout?
I haven't.
I mean, for me, like, again, I get my hair cut every Thursday at 10, so I don't know if I've had hair fall out or not, but it's been too
long. My hair's been pretty short the entire time that I've had it, or that I've been doing keto. And, like, I feel like I lose, like, even before keto, I just feel like I don't know how I have hair for how much hair I have come out every time I wash it. But, like, I definitely haven't noticed it feeling or looking thinner than normal, or feeling like I have lost more than what I typically did.
Yeah, for sure. Kiara, one of the things
that... Which is good, because that would totally weird me. I'd be like, I don't have, like, super thick hair to begin with. I can't afford to.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, if I even bring up the fact that Rhianda has had that conversation more than once, you guys would both probably be upset, because you know how her hair is. So you guys would be like, yeah, whatever. Your hair is amazing. Okay, so we talked a little bit about, like, your change and outlook and thought process behind things. But one of the things I think was really huge for you that you had shared with me was, like, you changing along the process, right? Like, you as an individual, forget, like, the body weight changes, forget your hair changing, your skin, but, like, you as an individual, as far as, like, internally looking at yourself, your confidence, can you kind of talk through, like, how you felt when you started it and the things that you've learned about yourself as you've kind of gone through these challenges?
Yeah, it's actually, it's been a crazy year for me. I enrolled in college since after I've started keto. Like, I have so much drive right now, and I'm not, like, you know, just attesting it just to keto, but that's not, I'm 36 years old. It isn't something that I started before. I have more drive and energy. I have more belief in myself because, I mean, not trying to toot my own horn, but I crush life most of the time. So, like, we all have our days where we're not doing too well, but for 99% of the time, I get stuff accomplished every single day. And I just really didn't have that before, to be really honest with you. I really didn't.
This is not a humble yourself podcast. This is a toot your own horn podcast, because I feel like people need to know. I feel like that's the thing that, you know, even if, I mean, let's be honest, like, even when I started keto, where I was at and the things that we're doing, the things that my wife and I are doing, like, outlook on life, like, all of those things change. And you realize so much about yourself internally, as far as, like, an internal strength perspective, that have absolutely nothing to do with the weight loss aspect of keto, and have everything to do with the internal reflection process that comes through from doing and going through something that's challenging. I mean, like, I say keto is easy. It is, after you've gotten to a certain point, but there's a lot of things that come up that, you know, it's not easy to brush out your hair and have a handful of it in your hand, right? Like,
no.
It's not easy to stop eating things that you've been eating your entire life, especially as the Black Italian that I am.
I was going to bring it up. I'm waiting. Go ahead.
These things are not easy. So, like, I feel like, and listen, Black Italians aren't supposed to be attacked by dogs. So tell your dogs, calm down.
I know.
But, like, yeah, but really, like, I don't think that the testament of, like, don't dial it back. I mean, you enrolling in college, how much education did you have before then? Were you in college before?
Nope, I just have a high school education, and I got my high school education later in life. I have a certification for a teacher's assistant, but that is not college. It is, you know, secondary tech school, if you will, type of thing. Yeah, I mean, and my daughter is in a magnet program. She's very intelligent, and, you know, she's a high school junior, and I had zero education as far as that goes, just high school, and that's it. And with my position, and I mean, I've done this position for a couple of years now, but with my position, that my mind started getting opened up, and I'm sitting here, and I work in a behavioral unit in the high school. So I deal with kids that really don't have much motivation. They don't have much support at home for motivation. And I'm sitting there motivating them because, you know, I want them to do better, just like I want for my own child. I want them to do better. And I'm like, you know what? I have to do better so I can further my education and have a higher up position, whatever you will, so I can impact more people. And it's just crazy. I've recently started a mentor club at my school. Like, it's crazy. Just it starts opening up things, like, you feel compelled to do what you were planning to do. It's crazy, honestly, that my journey has, like, brought me here. And I truly believe it's from not putting any garbage food in my body anymore, honestly.
Wow. So what is that? I mean, let's talk about, what's the mentor program look like? Like, what is that?
Well, I'm one of the most popular adults there. I'm a toot it. But the kids, you know, they want to come and talk to me because I understand where they're coming from. I wasn't the good kid in school, so so listen, I can totally relate.
I don't know that I was the good kid in school. I was just the kid that didn't do it in school so I could get caught outside of school. But either way, that's a whole other story.
I wasn't, you know, as where I would like to be now then. So I'm trying to motivate the kids, and I always have kids, they share things with me, they need somebody to talk, and the way high schools are now, they're very different from when we were in high school, and they need someone with support. There's a lot of kids that, you know, poverty driven kids that I deal with, that they need a little extra, and we've set aside some time for them to come talk with me, let things out if we need to do peer mediation like they used to do back in the day, which they don't do anymore, just to, you know, make them focus on what they're there for. Just like, I realized, like, I'm focusing on what, like, I'm here for recently. So,
wow. Okay. So I mean, this is, like, full circle for me, but so at the end of the day, what you're telling me is you took your life, basically took on more and made it more stressful while leveling out your emotional abilities.
And it's easier.
That's crazy.
And it's easier. It's crazy. Like, it's just like doing keto and all that now and balancing everything. It's just something that I do. Like, you know, you add something to it and that's just your new routine. There's no stress. You know, if I have a stressful day, I just kind of like take a moment back and I'm able to take the moment back. That was me before. I wasn't able to take the moment back. It was like 0 to 150 in one shot and no reasonable thinking until after the blow up. And now I just like, you know, I'm kind of just, all right, I can do this, whatever it is, just take it on, breathe.
Man, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah, I think for me, like, I keep having my patience tested. I don't know why people want to take a ticket and get in line to test my patience. I'm not really sure, but luckily for everyone, I have, you know, stayed this carnivore route for so long because, man, 0 to 100. So, but having said that though, I know there's some people listening like, oh, that's really good. You know, she's lost weight. That's great. But how much working out did you do during this time frame? Because that's been something that I feel like has been really controversial because everyone's like, oh, you know, I want to work out 9 times a day so I could lose weight and blah, blah, blah. How did that look for you?
I didn't work out from January to May. And that's basically when I lost almost all of my weight. Then I started working out. I was working out, I think it was like 4 or 5 days a week. It was pretty heavy because it was in the summertime. So I had my days and I kept wondering why I was gaining so much weight. And obviously we spoke and apparently I was retaining water or whatever it might be. And I lowered it to 2 days a week. And it was like calisthenics, push-ups, sit-ups, all that kind of good stuff, planking. And I mean, it helped reshape my body, but I didn't have to go crazy working out. That's not something that you have to do. Well, that I have to do.
Oh, Brittany, how do you feel about workouts?
Like now or previously or?
I would say, no, let's do previously. Like, I mean, so I guess my point in all of this, right, is that listeners are thinking to themselves, they have to work out and kill themselves in the gym, or they hear me talk about my 2-a-day sessions right now, which is pretty frequent. But I'm always like anti-workouts when people are either A, starting keto, or, you know, B, starting to work out. And I recognize there's such a strong mental association with healthy and losing weight and workouts. And I know that for you specifically, you're doing something that's unique for yourself. As I decided, I am not tracking, which is really difficult. You've decided to do a few things in relations to workouts, and I'd like you to share what those are.
Okay, so yeah, I realized that I really had very much equated being healthy and doing things to be healthier as my level of equaling my level of performance as an athlete. And that all of that was then tied to reaching and maintaining certain weights and certain body appearance. And that really had taken over and was like my consuming focus on the day to day, just consuming the most of my time and thoughts. So for the beginning of the year, I have stopped working out altogether. I stopped tracking, like, when I started back into keto after I had stopped eating that for several months, just for different reasons. But when I started back to it, I knew that I didn't want to start back with strict macros, because of how much it just consumed my focus. And getting on the scale and weighing every day, plus or minus my watt, like just little things like that, that seem simple, but also really, when I look back, show me what my state of mind was and how truly unhealthy mentally that was. And not to say that there's anything wrong with any of those things. And eventually I will get back into working out. But really trying to focus on the point of working out, for this stage in my life, being to maintain being healthy, the cardiovascular aspect and the benefits of weight bearing exercises. And I'm looking at it from that standpoint instead of trying to achieve a certain level of performance, because let's be honest, I'm not going out and winning any marathons or half marathons or fitness competitions anytime soon. And if those are someone's goals, awesome, but those aren't actually my goals. And so to keep training at insane levels of activity to just, quote, be healthier isn't real. And it is, it just fed into a lot of comparison thinking and really stole a lot of the enjoyment that I was having from actually, because I do actually enjoy working out. Neo's point of nobody likes the stairs after, but you enjoy that mental satisfaction of knowing that you did something to better yourself when you are sore. But on the same note, like to just go for a run, that is actually a very relaxing thing for me, but I was taking it to a whole different level. So
man, you said that. Okay. No, that's awesome. You said it, and I just realized, and I feel like I heard it on a podcast. I'm always trying to take in information and continue to keep myself growing, right? And now I don't remember where I heard it, but someone was basically talking about the aspect of working out and the talking about, you know, like laying in the bed in the morning thinking, okay, cool, I need to go get this task done and use that to motivate. And the motivation factor is actually, it's not going to get the task done. Like the motivation factor actually doesn't come until after the task is complete, and being able to frame your mindset around that. I want to say it was a Brian Williamson thing on the ketogenic athlete. I don't know. I apologize. I listen to too many podcasts and try to continue feeding myself. But with that said, so listening to those two dichotomies of where you both were and where you both have been out, I love the fact that you just said working out is not healthy. Like that thing is not that working out isn't healthy, but the fact that the mindset
that doesn't we frame equate around it, to being healthy,
right? Like that equation, like that math problem, the way that it exists in our mind isn't necessarily the reality. And so the reason I say all that is because I wanted to get back to the point where, you know, Kira, you started out on this journey with a preconceived notion of what you thought you knew about yourself, what you thought you knew about what you could accomplish, what you thought you knew about where you were in life at that point in time. And I remember having certain conversations with you where, you know, I tried to do my best. I do this differently with different clients, but I tried to always paint the picture of what you were going to expect next, you know, like what you would realize next in the next steps, whether it was your mental shift, your mental change, how your body was about to respond, how your numbers were about to respond, whatever, to kind of frame your mindset around what was going to happen next. As you look back, I mean, again, a year in, right, and you reflect, how much of that blows your mind? And what do you think is the most impactful thing you've realized about, you know, now all the other things that you're starting to do and your outlook on starting any other new challenges that may come up? How has that kind of framed or shaped your life?
Well, being aware of what was coming next was really good for me. Like that was a perfect way of going about things with me, because surprises weren't my friend at that point when we were trying to figure things out. Surprises weren't my friend. Like I wasn't going to blow numbers if I eat too much protein one day, or just little stuff like that, little pieces of knowledge that like you let me know. I remember you told me one day, just be prepared for the person that you're going to be becoming, because you're changing and, you know, it's not just your body. And I literally had to be prepared for that. And fully, I didn't understand what that meant for me until I did. It just started falling everything into place. And honestly, everything that you said, and it does pull my mind still every single time. Everything that you said was true. And I mean, you kept telling me, oh, just wait for this to come. And it came. Oh, you're going to get mentally stronger. Okay, then this is going to happen. And you were right every single time. And honestly, that was the perfect way for me to adapt to this lifestyle.
That's so cool. And I love the fact that you mentioned, and this is completely unsolicited, like I have not told you that you need to say lifestyle and journey, but not one time have you said diet.
It wasn't a diet. I mean, I've been on a ton of diets just like everybody else has, and it's never really worked, or it's worked. And, you know, just like little things. Once we had a perfect plan, just like everything. I like having a plan for things, you know, so I can execute it. And we did that. Honestly, we tweaked it. And then when something wasn't right there, you asked your questions that you had to ask, and I answered them honestly. You know, cause that's a big thing too. Like I was always really honest with you, which I feel sometimes people aren't either honest with themselves. That was another thing, you know, that I had to get get a hang of. Like, you have to be honest with yourself with everything. And I started doing that, and everything kind of fell into place. It seriously did.
Man, that's so cool. It's, you know, it's funny. I don't, I'm sitting here taking pauses and I'm thinking back through like your journey specifically. And, I know how much it's impacted you, and, you know, I'm very appreciative of the things that you've always said in regards to, you know, how it's helped you and where you're at, and kind of seeing you respond and your passion. I think that you are one of the most passionate clients I've ever had, as far as like sharing the impact, you know, like with other people and wanting to impact people's lives. I mean, like, even with like your mom, let's talk about that. Cause I mean, I feel like that's an important thing. So you, I mean, and this, I feel like it's for most people, like as they're going through keto, like you get to that point where eventually you're sold out for it, right? You're like, oh my goodness, like, you don't understand, like, these things have impacted me. And I feel like that was one of those things, like, you were just beaming everywhere, like whether it was in person with people, random people that you'd meet in your conversations where you're out and you'd tell me, oh, I just talked to this lady wherever, and I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Or your
people post, are asking, like, how'd you lose so much weight? They were going to hear.
But like, so talk about how it's been. I mean, we talked about your family and some of the adjustments and stuff you guys have made, but like, I mean, your mom, like, kind of talk through that. How was that for you?
My mom, She's amazing. Start off, she's a wonderful lady. But she started in March with her keto journey because she saw that I was, you know, this is your mom. This is someone that knows you inside and out. She noticed that there was positive changes besides just my way of eating. I was taking, you know, when you're on keto, when you're cooking and everything, even just the simple action of cooking, you're taking more time to make something that's more quality. You know what I mean? And it may take a little bit longer to prep everything than just to heat something up and, you know, just kind of eat it. But she noticed like positive changes. I was taking more time. My patients were better. So she tried it. And my mom, she's still living the keto lifestyle. She's lost, I think it was 40 pounds, 45 pounds. And my mom, mind you, in 2 months, she will be 59. So, you know, she's not old. I'm not saying that so when she listens, she's not old, but you know, it gets a little harder as you get a little age on you, I guess.
No, that's right. Clarity. She's not calling you old.
Yes.
We'll put that as a disclaimer in the show notes. But yeah, but that's one of those things that, I mean, even like if like straight up transparency and honesty, like my mom's keto and she's loving it and killing it. And I wish my dad would do it. Right. Like, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah, but I feel like just being able to share those things and help impact them, like it means so much. And I don't know that, I don't know if they realize it or not. I really don't know, but, you know,
it's like a real testament to how strong your family is when you're not even really positive how strong they, I mean, you know, your family's strong and everything. But just like a little thing, we're Italian. We're from Long Island, Italian people. Me and my mother, we haven't had pasta, her, you know, about 11 months, but I haven't had pasta in a year. I don't crave it. That's something I never thought I'd be able to say. Like, I haven't had pasta, and my husband's Hispanic. I haven't had rice either. We just don't eat it anymore. And it's just so weird because that's something that before goes with everything, right? I mean,
yeah, crazy. I'm sitting here like, do I crave pasta or do I just want it?
Like, and that's what it is. I mean, I haven't even had sauce, like even keto approved sauce. I haven't even had sauce. Our Easter dinner, this is how good my family is. I brought chicken wings and beef to an Italian Easter dinner, a brisket and chicken wings. And I thought, you know, I was going to be America's most hated, but nobody said anything. Everybody was on board and it was great.
Hashtag America's most hated. I love it.
Seriously.
Oh man. I just, that for those things that blow my mind, like the traditional aspect of what like has always been, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like those are the kind of things that keep me going. Cause I realize like, yeah, I mean, there's been that so much that has changed and I really don't crave. I mean, like, I feel like I make the world's best lasagna and if it's not, it's pretty close, but, I haven't had it in way too long and I don't crave it. I think it would be really good cause it is, but, I don't know. That's crazy.
And I think that's what it is. Like, you think about it and you're like, that would be really good. Okay. And you just kind of continue on and, you know, just to talk, yeah. I mean, like I said, cheating, you know, you have, everybody's got on plug every once in a while and live. And if you really want something, just have what you want and just get back with the program. You know, this is life, right? So, but I don't even want to eat anything that's going to make me feel like less about myself. You know what I mean? So
let's talk about that. I love it. So, okay. Cause this is one of those things where, okay, if you were to ask yourself, or if someone were to ask you when you, before you started keto, like how mentally strong are you? You would have had a response.
Yeah. Are we 1 to 10-ing right now?
Let's do, yeah. Let's do that. One to 10. If someone were to ask you pre-keto.
Like a solid 2.
Now, progressively, you're here a year later and someone were to ask, what's your mental strength look like? What would you say? 1 to 10.
Honestly, again. I know it sounds cliche, but I'm right at the 10, like maybe an 11. Honestly, totally mentally strong.
Aren't we cocky? No, I'm just like,
we are. Yes, we are.
No, cool. But
I'm like, only you remember the conversations of my crazy self, right?
So we all have those conversations. So, but my point in all of that was like, so when we talk about cheating, right, there's definitely been some times that I've encouraged you because this is where I feel like I again, sometimes I kick myself because I feel like certain clients, depending on where they're at in their journey, I can encourage them to cheat. And I'm like, yo, like, take a break, go eat a piece of cake so you can chill out. Like, I feel like it's like the Snicker commercials where they show the person.
You're Joe Pesci and then you turn back into yourself.
It's like, yo, go eat a Snickers because you're killing me right now. But then at the same time, there's certain people that are just like, and again, at different stages in their journey that they can't handle it. Like they literally flip that switch and then, you know, it's like they got this bolus of this drug that they are just all rehooked to all over again. And I don't really have a formula for that, right? I just know that it depends on where you are in the journey and how you can continue. Having said that, though, with you specifically, talk about that because I know like your 1 year is up. Like tomorrow, do you want to bake yourself some kind of like amazing cake or not? And how has your cheating been? Like, when do you determine what you're going to do? I know that you posted something recent. You were like, this is a cheat for me. And it's something that technically in my.
Oh, my goodness. But I have to tell you about that just for the greater good of it. Okay.
Let's. I want to put this disclaimer out before we have this conversation and Brittany's going to know what it is.
Solidly disclaim it, please.
All right. So the solid disclaimer is, as some of you have seen my Keto Woke episode, I think it was the first one where I talked about Bang energy drinks. Okay. With the 300 milligram bolus of caffeine, the sucralose they used to sweeten it, it is definitely not something that I will say is keto approved or neo approved, but it is something that every once in a while people partake in. Do I think it's better than if you ate or drank a Coke? Do I think that you have to? You have to look at how it's impacting you for sure. But it's not something that I would tell someone like on their keto journey. Oh yeah, it's keto friendly. Drink one every day if you want to. Like that's a no go.
And I will actually tell you don't drink it. Okay, so here it
let's
is.
Let's talk.
What was it about two? I guess it was about 2 weeks ago. I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to have one of these. I was in the gas station getting something really quick. So I said, all right, I'm going to try one of these. I haven't had it. You know, everybody's with the hype about it. And I'm like, you know what? I wanted something, but I didn't. And you know what? In hindsight, if you're going to have something, just have sugar. But anywho, back on track. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have this. I didn't even drink it that night. So that was a Friday night. The next morning, I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to have some. I had maybe 3 to 5 sips of 2 gulps, if you will. I mean, it wasn't even much. Within an hour, my stomach started cramping and it hurt so bad. It's totally messing my stomach for hours and hours and hours, like probably the whole entire day. Don't drink it. I dumped the whole entire thing out and I will not be drinking them anymore. And that's like solid, no fake, like honestly, seriously. it was bad stuff. Like I probably should have, and I wasn't even craving a soda, but it was one of those things like if next time if I'm craving something sugary, I'll just have something sugary. Like, I'll just have sugar candy or something, not fake stuff, because that was horrible. That was a horrible experience.
I love that. I ask questions and, okay, so we talked about this a little bit at the beginning, but like, I don't have any kind of like preconceived desire or context of what's going to be talked about or shared on any of these things, right? Like, I'm honored when a guest will come on and take the time to talk, right? But I don't like send out a script and say, okay, guys, these are the topics we're going to cover and the things we need to say. This is totally like flying by the seat of our pants. Brittany, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. 100%. Okay.
So I have to love it when certain things just come together in such a synergistic manner. Yeah. So like you just said, you should just have sugar. Like, I would totally rather you
honestly
go grab like a sweet tea that has absolute like raw cane sugar or honey or something of that nature than to put in the level of chemical compounds that are in a freaking Bang energy drink.
Exactly. And I mean, literally, this was such a small amount. I don't know how people drink multiple ones every day or even one. It was an experience. But you know what, though? I've learned, like, I try something and it's either, okay, this works, or wow, that was a lesson. Why not to do that? So, you know, learning experience, I guess.
Yeah, well, for sure. But those are the things that, okay, so we're here, so we're going to talk about it now, right?
Okay.
The beginning of your journey, you made a bunch of, like, you've tried keto treats and stuff like that. You're using erythritol and all of these different things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool. I did too when I first started stuff out, right? But if you look at really like cleaning those things out of your system, after you've gone so long and you've really gotten the junk and garbage out, when you then have something that is literally chemically induced with garbage, like Bang, it really impacts you. And I feel like there's so many people in the beginner groups, and I know some of it was your hair falling out and some of it was you in the beginner group pulling your hair out, but
yes. Oh my goodness. The screenshots that were sent, but yes.
Yeah. But a lot of that is because some of those people are making recommendations and they haven't cleaned their system out yet. So yeah, if you're already filled with garbage in your body and you're continuing to add garbage in your body, no, it's not going to have an impact on you. You're not going to recognize the difference at all. And that's the thing that I feel leads to some of these keto related products that we see that are totally not good for you and not keto related, as far as I'm concerned. Like,
well, and it's just like, water. You know, if you normally eat junk, sugar, or whatever you eat, right? So you don't feel bloated if you eat a half a candy bar. If you eat the way we eat and you have a bite of a chocolate chip cookie, you, like, for me, I can't speak for you guys, but like, for me, my stomach will bloat right out.
Yo, no, it's
that,
it's,
you know, it's what real. I mean, from literally one cookie or whatever. That's why I don't eat it. Like, that's why I went carnivore too. I haven't had vegetables in months and I don't intend to, you know, a little pickle juice here and there because I like pickles, but I'm not even willing to eat the pickle. Yeah. Like, I don't need the vegetables. That's the whole thing. So, but yeah.
No, I think it's awesome. I mean, that's just a testament to the consistency and the reality of what is, you know, our current food system in this country and most places, really. And there's just so many people that are unwilling to eliminate these things from their diet so that they can allow their body to heal and recognize just how much damage it's doing. I mean, can you imagine someone that's drinking those things on a regular basis? Like, they're just jacking themselves up and they don't even know it.
And there's so many people that I see on the daily just drinking that or drinking Red Bull or whatever they might be having, soda, diet soda, and they think that they're doing themselves good if they're only having one. But besides the, you know, like addiction, like dependency on it, because you do get addicted to things, obviously, that you're doing. It's like a bad habit or a good habit. Either way, you're doing it as a routine. So it could be something good or like our water. I cannot imagine not drinking a gallon of water a day. I probably drink maybe a gallon and a half. But remember before, I'm like, all right, I got 45 ounces down. And, you know, like, it was a project just to get the water down. But now it's just second nature.
Man, yeah, that's another great point. Okay, so I'm like, I don't necessarily want to go into or go through like the addiction aspect of things because I feel like that would take us down a rabbit hole of all new levels of topics.
Sure, right? Well.
But I and this is not... Kira, I've known you long enough at this point. We've had enough conversation. So we're going to throw this out. I'm going to have this conversation with you right now. And I'm going to apologize after, but it's happening.
Okay.
When you posted that, I saw the whole Bang thing because of a post. Like, you posted it, right? Did you ever post a retraction?
No, I never did. And you know what? That's my bad. I definitely should have. Or went ahead and deleted it. I honestly didn't even think about it. Once I had that bad experience, I literally put that out of my head. I'm not touching Bang. And you know what? You're right. I should have posted a retraction on it. My bad. I needed to be called on that.
This is cool. But the only reason why I'm saying that is because people, right, are following all these people that they'll post this crap right now. One of two things: they either post it because they're ignorant, they don't know, which is cool. Like they literally don't know. Like they've never taken the time to stop putting garbage in their body. And so when they have said garbage, they take it. And or they post it and they're like, "Hey, I'm about to do it. It's going down, bang!" And then they feel like death, and they don't ever tell anybody about it. So they're like,
"That'd be me."
Yeah. So they're like, "Well, so-and-so drinks Bang on a regular basis." And I'm like, "I don't know." And that's fine if they do, but. And so I just say all this to say, for all you people that are following people on social media, I think you guys need to be a little bit more strict with who you're following and why. And just because they post it, don't take it as gospel. Like, I feel like there are certain set principles, first principles that should be followed. One of them is not putting garbage in your body. And then from there, you can kind of look at and identify where people are with their journey, with what they're posting and what they're not posting. Because that to me is like, I'm sorry, this is about to turn into a small rant here, but I see people that post stuff, and as they're posting it, I look at some of the other things that they're posting, like what their numbers look like, right? Because some people they eat garbage and then they post like their glucose and ketone numbers, and I'm like, you know why your glucose and ketone numbers are that way? And it's because of the stuff that you're putting in. Or people that'll be like, "Oh, I've been strict keto for 9 years," and they're using pee strips to test their ketone levels and showing up. And I'm like, yeah, if you've been keto for that long doing things properly, those things wouldn't even be working for you. But sure, okay. No one can see the garbage underneath the lies. So I'm sorry. I'm gonna let that rant go, because I feel like Brittany is going to just jump on me in 2 seconds and be like, "Hey, we need
to get back on track." I was just gonna add to the thought of particularly because lives and stories are so popular right now.
Yes.
And that some, like, so if you're starting to follow someone, and it may even be someone who actually has learned a lot and is, they've come a long way in their journey, and where they are right now is pretty legit, or pretty, there's a lot of truth to what it is that they're saying. But if you're looking back at their old posts, and you're not necessarily ever reaching out or following up on some of those posts, keeping in mind that so many people will like say, "Hey, I'm trying this at whatever time," and then you don't actually know what the result is because they do it on a live or they do it on their story, and then you have no way of following up on that. And if someone isn't super conscious about keeping their actual what they have posted, like going in and posting a retraction or deleting a post. I mean, you know, we've talked about on here the picture that you once posted of popcorn and stevia. And how someone, if they're going back and they're looking and following that, they may be like, "Oh, well, they were okay with this." And they're missed, like, you miss that development of who it is that you're following also as a possibility. And just keeping that in mind.
Yeah, no, true story. I think that's true. And, you know, I have that question to myself all the time where I'm like, should I, you know, take these certain posts down? I mean, listen, I made the world's best vanilla bean cheesecake with erythritol. It's still up. Should I take that down? I mean, I could. I've also had people.
Or even just going back and, I mean, whether it's adding another post or going back and being like, "Hey, update. This was still the world's best vanilla bean cheesecake, but this is what I had." And so it's still up to you and your choice at that time, and helping people truly make educated decisions and choices for where they're at, as opposed to just being like, "Oh yeah,
I agree with what you said." Cause, you know, I think people have to, everybody's got to go through their little hiccups and the little journey. So I agree with what you said too. You give them the chance to make the decision as far as they want to make it, because, you know, everything comes with a lesson, I feel like too. So it's not always something horrible. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely, cause without the little hiccups in your journey, would you be as strong at the end? Like, that's what I would
Right. And I love how you, like, with your bang cheat, as you call it, like, that you're at the end of it, you're now saying, you know what, life lesson learned, as opposed to beating yourself up on, oh, I was so stupid, I knew better, blah, 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 like, and really harping on that. You're just like, I probably did know better. It's okay. And I made that choice, and I'm building from that instead of letting it consume you and really derail you in the process.
And that's one of the things that I've gotten much better. Like, I'm not going to let things consume me, that things that happen. And that was a big thing before. Oh my God, I ate too much. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Please help me. Like, it's already done. Just keep moving forward. And I mean, that usually is what it sounded like, right? Please help me. What should I do?
No comment at all. I think that's so, Brittany, to your point, I think that's huge. It is like there's such a different mindset in all of it, like in how it impacts you and what the decisions are next that come from. But I mean, I think that's huge. I just can't, I you know, outside looking in, Kira, like, you know, my wife and I have both said it, like, you're awesome, man. You've come so far. Your journey, you've shared it so publicly, I think has been cool. You know, I would just say you need to, like, continue rocking on and continue sharing it and post your retractions where needed.
There will be a retraction, or the post will be missing.
we're gonna point you to this episode of the podcast where Kira says
this will be the only evidence left that it was there.
But no, I think that, you know, the way that you're shaping your life and for your daughter and everyone else, like, and the kids that you're mentoring, like, I feel like you've done so much beyond yourself. And that's the thing I think that, you know, keeps me wanting to do these recordings and, you know, keeps me wanting to listen to other podcasts and growing my knowledge base, is because this community, everyone, I think, does such a great job, in good or bad, sharing things beyond themselves to continue helping other people impact lives, because I feel like that at the end of the day has got to be what we're all striving to do, right? Impact lives beyond our own, in a positive light. And I feel like that's awesome. And I think, you know, you should continue killing it, because I think that's been something you've done so well. And I appreciate for sure.
No, and I thank you so much. I thank you for being there from the beginning and through all of the craziness to now, you know, just everything. Honestly, you and your wife have been so supportive, and I have been so crazy at times, and you've still stuck with me, and I appreciate that more than anything. Honestly, y'all know that.
We do, and we appreciate that. But here's the last question I'm going to have, because I don't think anyone will answer this question quite like you will.
Okay.
So for those people that are in the beginners groups, not for any other reason than the fact that they're in a beginner group, that's fine. But when they pose the question, because this has got to get posted at least 38,000 times per day in those groups, I hit a stall, and I don't know why. What would your response to them be?
There's a reason why you're hitting a stall. Most of these people, that's probably because they're listening to misinformation, but there's something going on. If you're not getting enough sleep, if you're not drinking your water, there's a whole bunch of things that it could be, but you need to just push through it is what you need to do, and that's been one thing that you've helped me learn so much. Like, there's no stall. There's not a stall at 2.5 weeks. Like, that's something's wrong. Something is wrong. But seriously, there's no stalls. There's not really a stall. There's just something going on. And, you know, again, I'm not trying to, you know, promo or anything like this, but they need to reach out to you, because you seriously have the right recipe for the program, and you're willing to work through things that they might not understand or whatever the case may be. And they need to reach out, because you help me understand that there is no stall. There really isn't.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like it's like Morpheus and Neo's conversation, and Neo's like, there is no spoon. That's awesome. And yeah, this was totally unsolicited. I did not pay Kira to come on here and talk to you guys or share her story at all. She's not going to get a check after this. So there's that.
Nope. I'm just passing along information and, you know, just anything to help anybody else along their journey, because it hasn't been super easy, but it's been the most incredible thing ever. And I truly, like, again, no BS or no anything. I have truly, I feel better now than I did when I was like 30 years old, and I'll be 37 this year. So it's truly crazy what you can do in a year.
Yeah, for real. Okay, so where can people find you? Because I know people are going to want to now follow your bang and your retractions and all those things.
I'm on Insta. It's at Yo Keto Sis. That's YO_KETO_SIS. And you could look at what I eat and all that good stuff. But yeah.
Yo Keto Sis, straight from New York. That's how that works. Awesome. I love it. Anything that you want to tell the listeners before signing off?
I just want to tell them just to continue on their journey, stay strong, and stay consistent. That's the most important thing. And if you're starting out, just really go through the process of eliminating all the garbage that's in your body. You'll really be truly happy that you did.
Oh man, that's a great point. I love that. Actually, so Danny and Brian have, if you don't listen to the Ketogenic Athlete podcast, go over to that podcast and listen to it. But they have said in the first couple episodes of this year, they've been talking about consistency over time, meaning like you need to be more consistent and diligent with what you're doing, more so than worrying about the time frame that you've been doing it, whether it be a short time or a long time. The most important aspect of things is the consistency in which you apply the principles, you know, and they've mainly been talking about like working out and weight loss and why people are so like quick to get there after or trying to get there after, but they're not recognizing the fact that if you're consistent and you really focus on being consistent with what you're doing, the changes will happen. It will be sustainable and people realize things. So as you said that, like, yeah, keep pushing, be consistent and continue rocking out. Kira, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything obviously that we can continue to do for you, we are absolutely here to do so. And I will make sure that the show notes reflect Yo Keto Sis and everything else. Make sure your mom knows. I will put in the intro that she is not old, no matter what you said about her.
I'm sure she'll appreciate that one. Thank you so much.
But thank you so much for taking the time out, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, y'all have a great day. Thanks for having me.
The Keto Matrix Podcast, where myths are busted, science is explained, and the keto lifestyle is discussed by industry experts and everyday people alike. For more information and support, go to theketomatrix.com.